From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A nonpartisan legislative report suggests expanding California's Medicaid program under the federal health law would make good sense in terms of finance and policy. Healthcare reporter Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
The Legislative Analyst's Office says the state should move ahead with the Medi-Cal expansion that Governor Jerry Brown recently laid out in his budget. It says not only could the coverage mean better health for the newly eligible, but it says the money both the state and counties would save far outweigh the costs in the short and long term. In choosing between the options the governor laid out for the expansion, the LAO recommends the state, not the counties, take control. That way, healthcare services would be more organized and less fragmented. But if the state leads the expansion, the LAO says funding the counties currently use to pay for the uninsured should be partially reallocated to reflect changing responsibilities. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
A California lawmaker wants to create a zero-tolerance law for driving under the influence of drugs. Democratic State Senator Lou Correa says his bill would expand the current law against drunk driving to cover drug use as well.
It took us decades to pound into people that you should not drink and drive. Then we started talking about texting and talking on the phone and driving. And today, this is about being drugged and driving.
It's already illegal to drive under the influence in California, but Correa says law enforcement officials find it difficult and complicated to prosecute drug drivers under current law. The bill includes exemptions for drugs used with valid prescriptions, but medical marijuana advocates say that not all legal marijuana uses would be covered under the measure. They're also concerned that drivers taking non-drowsy, over-the-counter cold or allergy medications could be considered under the influence and criminally liable in an act.